One that is Let's not be the truth of the world. It's not the truth of the world. It's not the truth of the world. It's not the truth of the world. Thank you. Thank you. I believe that whatever the case may be, but just to be note that as I mentioned that we will be able to come out of this. I would like to ask also the CEG in terms of the management of the innovation sector. The effect of this has now, please, we appreciate the management thereof. I'm actually including the rules of some health. What the stakeholders are currently, would there be any major effects aside of this concern? And then, very close to my heart is the particular in terms of the Supreme Plan is taking time when it comes to social transformation or other empowerment for women in level 9 and 12. First, I produced through the document over the weekend that I failed to see any strategic plan from the department to how we are going to enhance and I think very well represented women with the workforce. And then we deal with the perspective of this, because out of this respect, I'm asking to go to another engagement and have the secretary is representing from the very own. And did a similar strategy and not waiting a very good project because I was in the relationship. I must say, the first was intending to receive the return time or the response time in terms of issuing identification from 60 days to 5 days. I hope and believe that that will be true. The I, many people. I don't know if I mean to that we have seen.
May I proceed?
Most of
Thank you, Chairperson. My apologies for being late. I had to attend another meeting. I would also like to congratulate the department on very well prepared documentation. Thank you for that. The question I asked is reflected in the documentation, my apology, but I didn't see it. The question I would like to ask, is there a specific indication of the amount spent by the department in the last financial year on consultants? And what is the amount budgeted for this year to be spent on consultants, if possible? If it's in there, my apology, but I didn't see it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. DG, you are leaving behind a legacy. And if it is true what I read in the papers, there was one part that was still worrying you in the department. It was corruption. And I just wanted to find out from you whether you think, has it really beaten you? What advice would you give to any other person coming? As you know, you raised some worries about corruption. The second one, Chair, is that I want to find out from the DG whether the 4x4s are now going to replace the service on wheels, because I expected that maybe you would get more of those. I have seen the wonderful impact the service on wheels buses have in the communities, particularly the far away places where you just cannot access services. So I wasn't sure about the impact of the 4x4s, whether they will beat the service on wheels big trucks. The third one, you also mentioned that, which is a big worry, the population register is going to suffer because of the WAIO that has not been given enough budget. Now, I was wondering whether you have any working together with other departments like Human Settlement, since they also deal with the issue of the a population, also with social development, and whether there is no integration that could help us, because I think that program is a very important program. It actually is a cornerstone of what is happening in the whole of our province. The last one, Chair, is about the 2011 being regarded as the century celebration of the International Women's Year, and we noticed that there isn't anything budgeted for the women, and yet in 2011 there will be that internationally a century of the women, and whether then DG there is anything that could be made again in terms of combining the other departments so as to have a concerted effort. There is also, is really the last one now, the issue of the amendment of the legislation. If the DG could just tell us more about the amendment of the legislation. Thank you, Chair.
I wouldn't deal with the budget for the first time. Thank you. All of our staff and our Thank you. Thank you, DG and Chair and Honourable Members. Mr. McKay has covered quite a few of the elements of the policy and the questions we want to put to stakeholders. We are embarking on quite a wide-ranging set of discussions with business, with labour, and across government through the clusters and bilaterals with key departments, including the Department of Labour that was mentioned. The Minister has already met with the COSATU leadership and mentioned we want to engage with them, and we will have a quite large workshop with them to, as our first step on this consultation process. We want to shift thinking around policy on immigration generally towards the management of migration, as it's called, but it's on our side is management of immigration. And we think that's for the whole of South African society and its organized formations, be it business, capital, labor, government, but also the public at large must understand that South Africa lives in a global community. We have people leaving for other countries. We want to attract people to this country in an orderly and proactive way to meet our needs while tightening security and keeping out that aspect of globalization that brings risks like trafficking, like smuggling, like money laundering. It's not just the physical boundaries and frontiers. There's a money frontier. There's a cyber frontier. So we want South Africa to actively manage this, but it can't just be Home Affairs. We play a leading role. We regulate it. We have a mandate. We manage the acts. We enforce the acts. But it does require strong cooperation across government. We South Africans must understand they are South Africans, be proud of their identity. They are also Southern Africans. They are Africans. They are citizens of the world. But every country is trying to find a way, especially around the economic migration, how to get in those people who add value and not just top scientists, although all countries are competing for that, but all kinds of people who will add value and diversity to our society. But in an orderly way, while developing Southern Africa as a region where our future lies. So it's a complex matter, and we want to take it out to the country so that everyone feels they're part of this managing of migration. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Our counter-corruption measures
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would like to thank the DG very much for his very passionate plea on corruption and the difficulties that are really there, and really to know that, you know, this is an effort that needs every one of us. Thank you very much, DG. I just wanted to find out, again, talking about underspending of grants. I know that we have been told that there are grants that will be going to the provinces. And normally those grants are not spent. and you find that there is a difficulty, I want to find out how you think we could curb that, because it occurs quite a lot when it comes to the provinces. And also I want to find out, the gentleman who answered me on population register, I actually was saying it looks like there is little that has already been budgeted for this big and very important program. And I was still wondering whether our population register is getting any help from the other departments, like human settlement, like SASA. I was actually appealing to say, can't we have a bigger share, because this is a very important program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Honourable Mayor, for your question. John, I'm asking you to be able to help us with the idea of the government of the Board of Ministers. But the reason for it came to my sense that if you also see what I call the next thing, so much in progress. Those are all members of the security system. The failure seems to be that each one has loyalty to the government. So the intention in the establishment or to the establishment of the government was to create an integrated, almost a commonwealth that was that would be accountable and don't quite know where to be, but the common people into the state and they would be accountable to the other basis and the other overall state. And you would create systems management information in which you would be able to see the stars with an interest in the factors that have been done, and they want to pass in and look at the ability to check whatever things are the same. But at the same time, and then home affairs, which is interesting, must know that the person who is the user of that star, perhaps you probably allow them to put it in an integrated system that enables one not to think that person is offended, but the person is capable of doing that. The star is just to go to the collection. But these are just examples. But more than anything, to make sure, I think the summary is that if you have come to that, you can sort of communicate that to us. We look at all of the engines, but also the use of borderline and the industry of the borderline is currently many, perhaps in Paris and many places. It's supposed to go to the next, obviously, the engine.
And you're simply to say that the model and how it's going to operate is still under discussion and will be presented to the executive, and we're making our presentations, but I think from our discussion on managing immigration and from people's remarks around the room, you have to factor in the permitting regime, what happens in a mission in Lahore affects what happens on the border eventually of neighboring countries of our borders. So the system is that links to those, the border, whatever the border agency does in managing a port of entry or intelligence driven management of the borderline must link to Home Affairs' larger systems. But that's still under discussion with task teams led by the National Intelligence Coordinating Committee.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Jay. It is on the way forward, DG, the province's centers of service delivery. And I just wanted to find out whether there will be any municipal act that's going to be part of that. Are they? That's what I wanted to find out. Thanks.
Thank you.
and I second the proposal.
They just started this, you know, set up a thing, and they,
this is what I want to, I don't think it's so kind of you.
I know.